Hello,
How's it
I got
going?
your message.
How's it going?
Oh, okay, not bad. You?
Yeah, not bad. I just went online. I have a question about my coffee cozies.
About you, which?
My coffee cozies that I'm making.
Ah, yes.
I went on Etsy. I realized I didn't do my research very well. So I went on Etsy today, and they have different coffee cozies already on there. I guess my question is, they're not like mine, right? I didn't see this pattern. They're different. I like mine better, but I guess my question is, how? What percent? I know people go. I don't tend to go online and order a whole bunch of things, and I know you do. When you need things, you don't hesitate to go online and pay the shipping and handling and wait time for it to arrive at your house.
True.
And I guess I don't tend to do that as much. And I'm just wondering if people, like if they go into the store, okay, so the price of these cozies online, there were like 16, 18, around the $20 mark for cloth ones. They had more expensive ones that were made of wool and felt and all that, and they were like close to $60, right? So mine are in the first category. And then you pay shipping and handling on top of it. Are people more, is there a percentage of, are people more likely, if they see it in the store, are they just going to buy it, or are they going to go online? Or is, because I know more people are going and shopping online, right?
It's surprising how many people shop online. What they really like to see is lots of pictures and description. More details online allows them to feel comfortable with shopping online rather than going in person. In person, you can talk to somebody and ask questions and look at it and feel it and pick it up and hold it. Can't do that online. The benefit of online is that you don't have some salesperson pushing you around, so to speak.
Right.
These days, I see a lot of people shopping online for things that they would normally shop at a store for two reasons. One is price, and the other is the variety that you can get. No store out there could, have 6 or 8 or 20 or 30 different varieties of something and still make a profit. So the only benefit is you can pick it up and bring it home right then and there, and it's a good feeling. But people go online because they don't want to spend as much and they want variety. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess I was kind of feeling a little deflated, and just wondering, I still have to make them, whether I take them into a store or whether I end up putting them online. So either way, I still have to make them. It just occurred to me that,
True, true.
they still have to be made.
Most people would start at a store and go from there. Most people would try it out at a store, a kitchen corner or something, and go contractless. Nothing, no contract, just see how they go, and for a small profit margin. And then, if it sells, you get a pretty good idea of what people are willing to do, and then you throw in a contract with the store. If this number of sells, then I'll supply with this more, etc. Online, you don't have that. You put it on eBay or Amazon or something, and you wait for the sales. You get no feedback, and the only indicator is whether or not they sell. Yeah, and you have to pay for shipping.
Well,
Well, somebody
the
does.
customer, yeah, the customer has to, pay for the shipping. I didn't see any that shipped out of Canada. I didn't do an extensive research, but most of them are shipped out of the States, or there's some that ship from the UK.
You have that benefit then.
Yeah.
Did you go to Amazon.ca or something and see?
No, I just went on Etsy.
On which?
Etsy.
I've never heard of it.
Etsy.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Yeah. I think it's a place where people go when they make like homemade things.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Because if you sign on with... Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, just maybe that would be the better market then, rather than Amazon or something.
Yeah, or another market.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose. Don't you have to be like a manufacturer or something to get on Amazon?
Yeah. eBay, you can put anything there. Kijiji, you can put anything there. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your input. I appreciate that.
I hope that gives some help. I don't know.
No, it did. It helped. It helped me a lot. I was just kind of feeling, like I said, a little bit deflated. No, you made me feel better, so that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Can you help me out with something else?
Okay, sure.
I bought a universal remote, and I'm looking at the instructions, and I'm going...
You bought a which? Sorry?
A universal remote.
Ah, okay.
The remote on my VCR DVD player is worn out, completely worn out. And I looked at the instructions, and I'm going, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, so, they're a bit tough to set up.
Could you do it for me, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to fix somebody's computer today at 11:30.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah, that's what I do. And then I have to go to a watch repair place down on the north side, probably, at Center Village Mall. And,
okay.
Then possibly I'll be in the area then, if that's good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't work out today, it's just at some point because, I was going to ask you to do it last night and I completely forgot.
Yeah.
So if you get by today, then that's fine. That'd be great. But I mean, if not, then it's waited this long. So anyway,
what about your old remote? Does it simply need cleaning? Does it need a bath?
Cleaning? No, I think it's worn out. Because the VCR is. Probably 10 years old, if not more.
Well, remotes don't generally wear out.
They don't?
They typically just get full of crud and need cleaning. Typically. Not always.
I didn't know that.
We could take a stab at that as well, if you wish.
Okay, I didn't know that you could clean them. Okay.
Yeah, you need a screwdriver and Q-tips and alcohol.
Oh,
rubbing alcohol.
I don't know if I have any rubbing alcohol.
Oh, I do. I got lots. I clean stuff with it.
What color is it?
White. It's clear liquid.
In the brown bottle?
Nope, that's hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, and I don't have any rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
I should probably get some tablet on hand. Okay. Oh, well, anyway, if you give me a... So you're thinking like mid-afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
If that's good.
Yeah, I don't imagine I'll be heading home. Okay, that'd be awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Then I shall call you before... How's that?
Yes. That would be great. Thank you.